Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. As we near the end of 2010, I want to thank some people who have been tremendous to this show. And one of them who has been as reliable as we could have hoped and as responsive, and maybe that's the reason he was elected in a heavily Republican district a couple of years ago, is outgoing 7th District Congressman Mark Schauer. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I love you, too.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about what we've had come down in Washington this week with the plan to extend the tax cuts for everyone. Right. And unemployment benefits, there's some estate tax provisions.
Right.
There's a payroll tax provision here. A lot of things involved in this stew, and your take on it all.
Well, there's a lot involved, and like, you know, any deal, you could find any number of reasons to oppose it or support it, I suppose, for that matter. But it is important. I said during my campaign I would not be in favor of seeing anybody's tax rates go up in a recovering economy. We've still got a long way to go to get the economy really firing on all cylinders again. And so, you know, the president made a deal candidly with Republicans that would for 2 years extend the current so-called Bush tax cuts. So keep tax rates the same for all income groups, the so-called middle class tax cuts and the higher income tax cuts. It's important to provide certainty to the markets and investors, but it does some other things on the tax side. It continues some important tax credits for working families, like child tax credits, the earned income tax credit. There is a new credit, as you mentioned, on the 2% reduction on the portion of our paycheck that goes towards Social Security, FICA. So instead of 6.2%, it's 2%. I mean, that is a huge tax cut for middle class wage earners. So there's a depreciation allowance for businesses for capital investment that's very important. Mm-hmm. And all of that is coupled with extending unemployment insurance for the next 13 months. So,
and there are those who don't like that provision. There are those who think that unemployment insurance should not be extended.
There are those that are heartless out there that think that the unemployed families at Christmas time should just, become homeless or something like that. I think the reason the president negotiated this agreement, and I think he was smart to do this, is there are all of these provisions will have a stimulative effect on the economy.
Mark, you say that it would be a bad idea to raise taxes on anyone at this time in the economy. We just had a noted national economist, Marty Mackinnon, on the show, and he said that extending these tax cuts for the top 2% does very little or nothing to aid the economy, and said that the 2% would increase the deficit by 25% and the other 98% of the people only by 75%. So you can see how much that kind of a tax cut for those who may or may not need it impacts the deficit.
And I don't disagree that the upper income tax breaks aren't as stimulative on the economy, but it would create, I think it would have a negative effect on the economy, and I'm not in favor of doing anything that casts a shadow over a fragile recovering economy. Most of the stimulative benefit are the tax provisions for working and middle class families. That's why the the 2% FICA tax cut is really important.
Right.
And the child tax credits, earned income tax credits, and probably the most stimulative part of this is are the unemployment benefits.
Mark, because, you have always been a pragmatist. I think that you have looked for compromise, and you've tried to set partisanship aside where that is possible in Washington.
Right.
But do you feel in any way betrayed or stabbed in the back, as many of your Democratic colleagues do?
No, I don't. Look, the President of the United States has to look out for our country as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had to make a judgment. And I think he was right in his judgment that if a deal was not reached, and let me say this. There is a provision that I didn't talk about that I think needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it can be, but I've lent my voice to a group that says this needs to be fixed. And that's the estate tax provision. Senator Kyle, who's been dangling this START treaty, the nuclear weapons treaty with Russia, he's been sort of dangling that out as a carrot. George Bush the First says that START treaty is a very important international agreement. He's been dangling Senator Kyle all of these things out there, and I guess the prize he got was his estate tax provision. I think that needs to be reworked. I think that's a giveaway and excessive. The House had passed a prior version that would be a better, fairer way to go on the estate tax. But I think the president needed to show some pragmatism on behalf of our country and on behalf of getting our economy going at a faster rate. I mean, the private sector has created jobs in each of the last 10 months, okay, but not fast enough to lower the unemployment rate.
Mm-hmm.
And, the president's goal and my goal is to get private sector hiring at a faster rate, get people back to work. I mean, that's the most important thing here.
Right.
You know, people need jobs. People want jobs. Right. And that's, you know, I mean, candidly, if you want to be, you know, real about, you know, the biggest factor in me not being reelected, the unemployment rate in Michigan was 13%.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, people are not happy. Even if the economy stabilized, even if the private sector has been creating jobs, it's not fast enough.
Mark, when we talk about that, you are not going back to Washington, as you mentioned. And do you think that the unemployment benefits being extended, some of the other provisions, really outweigh anything that could have been sacrificed here? And as strictly a numbers game, the president had to do what was best for the majority of Americans.
I do. I really do. You know, if you talk about morally right thing to do, and that's to provide a lifeline to people in a struggling economy, and that's what those unemployment insurance benefits are. And, you know, for every dollar, this is according to John McCain's economist, that for every dollar of unemployment benefits, there's about $1.50 generated in economic activity.
Right.
I mean, we've got to, I am very pragmatic about this, and it will remain to be seen how pragmatic Tim Walberg is when it comes. He certainly wasn't his first term in office.
Mark, we appreciate all of your input over the past few years.
Well,
and,
keep it up, and you know, if you ever run out of guests or get bored, you know, give me a call.
We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Take care.
Mark
Bye.
Schauer, our guest, 7th District Congressman from Battle Creek.